Welcome back to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Claire here helping me.
Yep.
And the one on Las Lomas. Todd Cawthorn has this one. Nice, beautiful brick home. I think we've sold this house over the years three times. it's priced at $229. He just added sidewalks and cement. It's dressed up, dolled up. It's not brand new, but you're going to have to look really, really hard at this house to see that it's not brand new because it looks that clean and that neat.
Yeah.
It's just that nice. Country Club Road. This is priced at $249.9. A nice area, over 2 acres. Neat little house. I mean, we've got some good stuff, this one too. Red Bluff Ramp. This one, and this is a lake house. I mean, it's, you know, it's a neat little cabin type house.
Okay.
You kind of got to go down there and then behind because it's right on the main part of the lake. It's probably one of the best views of the whole lake. This would be the place to set it on your back screen and porch and play cards and just watch the water and just chill. The only thing I miss about living at the lake, you could have the worst rotten day of all get out. Go home and sit on your back porch and just see the water.
And just relax.
And just it just chills you out. So,
yeah.
And this one's priced in the mid twos. So.
Oh, wow.
And with a lot and everything, so that's real important.
You don't see very many in that range on the lake.
Not with a house on it, just for the lot, you know. Now, this one in Bront is on 701 Railroad Street. I didn't know there was a railroad street. But there is, and this is a nice house, though. This is priced at $279,000. And, you know, we've talked about this before, especially with the houses in San Angelo going up and up and up.
Yeah.
You're seeing more and more people, and that's one reason we're getting more listings, and we're doing work. We're working Bront. We're working Miles. You know, even Sonora, El Dorado, you know, Murchison, because you're seeing people, especially when they move here, we're saying, hey, for us to travel 30 minutes to work every day is nothing.
Well, the traffic that's we're seeing in San Angelo.
People laugh at.
Yeah. I never would imagine we have the traffic that we have right now.
Well, you laugh at me still, because you're a Plano girl.
Yes. Plano,
and
Texas.
And I'll be going, oh, my God, look at this. It's just start laughing, because what I'm thinking is a lot of traffic, it's not.
Oh, I used to fight traffic on LBJ. It'd be 2 hours for 6 miles, but it's getting the traffic here is amazing.
I tell you, folks, I think that's another good reason to live in San Angelo, Texas, too.
But what you're saying is you can easily live in Bront and get to work as fast as you could living in town. That's and
exactly
going down
right.
Sherwood Way.
Well, David, one of my best friends in Dallas, takes him an hour to get to work.
Oh, yeah.
In the traffic, and I didn't realize that. So, anyway, folks, just a little trivia there. Warwick in the Bluffs. This house, you're not going to believe this price. They lowered it down. They're obviously ready to give it away, it seems like to me. $289.9.
Oh, wow.
Almost new construction, beautiful home.
Yeah. Great area.
What's about $110 a foot? I mean, you know, get a brand new house, you're talking $120
a square foot, at least.
Minimum. And that's the poor builders. I feel sorry for our builders right now. They're building, and I know our appraisers are behind the curve on it, but what it costs them to build a house and what it sells for, it's like, well, I'm paying $300 for this house. The builder's not
making
money.
They're not making money.
They're not. It's tough on them. And so be nice to your builders. this one on Paseo de Vaca. I'm going to tell you this one right here. It's priced at $295, and if you're familiar with San Angelo, Paseo de Vaca
is one of the prettiest streets in town.
It's the Cadillac of the Mercedes. It's the top. It's one of the, you know, the name brand streets. You know, you'll have $500,000 homes here. This one right here, I guarantee you, not my taste, but somebody that had really, really good taste and could do it, they could go in, and this house could be literally a little dollhouse, mansion dollhouse. How's that for jumbo shrimp term? But it could be that neat, because you've heard this, or I've heard it all my life, location, location, location.
Paseo de Vaca, you cannot beat it.
That is it. I do think that's changed a little bit, though.
What do you mean?
It's not as much location, location, location is so important, and this is important here. And a good buddy of mine said, I think it's timing, timing, timing. You look at what's going on in San Angelo right now, things are going good. So the time is here. Is a window going to stay open forever?
No.
No, it's not.
No.
So pick your location and then get good timing. Well, on Champion Circle. In fact, are you going to help me hold that one open?
We are holding that one open this weekend, 2 to 4.
So if I have to run and go get something, Claire will be there. So there'll be somebody there no matter what. Okay, Blackwood, we've got Gretchen's holding that one open. Okay, look at this one Debbie has. This on the river, Charlie Cody's old house.
On South Concho?
Yes.
Yes.
This is a cool house.
It's a very cool house.
Especially if you had a large family. I mean, the kids would be elated. They'd have their own game room, have the huge study. I mean, all the rooms are huge.
The view of the lake.
A beautiful view, yes, of the lake. I mean, this house is ready to go.
It's very secluded. I mean, you don't really have neighbors on either side.
I mean, it's just, it's a nice house. You do have a Louis behind you, though, so to watch about that. And then just, how about this? We went from all these prices. How about just some land? Like, you know, just a little acreage for $6,000.
Where's that?
Bront. But, I mean, it's still $6,000. Speaking of land, let's talk a little bit Champion Circle. The house, I've got to admit, I don't know which builder's building it.
Oh, my gosh, it's beautiful.
But when you drive in, I mean, of course, I like the high pitches. I'm going to say it's probably a 14. It's either a 12 and a 12 or a 14-12 pitch. So that'll just look cool.
Yeah.
If you hadn't been in that area lately, I know Scott Russell's got one going. He always does a good job. But the one right when you drive in, it kind of, I think it helps the whole subdivision.
It for sure does.
And those lots are 24-9. Some of the most reasonable lots in San Angelo.
And how many are left?
18, 19, right in there.
Okay.
So, there's some stuff. You still have some to pick from.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, talking about subdivision, on the opposite end of the spectrum, on more of a commercial, and that's what's kind of taken over. K&A, which is off 2288.
On your way to
it's between Grape Creek? Martin or Grape Creek Highway. Uh-huh. And half those are already done. They're 10-acre tracts. And here's what, if you look at land prices and what you see a lot of the oil companies are paying, this is the deal of the century. They're averaging between anywhere from $12,000 to $15,000 an acre.
Mm-hmm.
10-acre tracts, county road, water taps,
and electricity.
Right there. And actually, what's cool, the lady, you know, forgive me, I forgot her name, but that does the electricity and all that, they're going to put that cyber stuff in there, some kind of fancy.
Oh, the high-tech, yeah.
Yes, way high-tech for me. What I'm saying is if you're in that kind of business and you need that kind of stuff, it's going to be good.
And you can put your shop on there. You can work there.
Yeah. And Salee, that's in close to Mertzen.
Uh-huh.
You know, another nice lot there. That's priced at $30,000. So you just see a lot of people, a lot of stuff going on. One reason our inventory has stayed okay is because of the amount of new construction we've had this year. You know, I think they had, say, 55 new starts in Bentwood.
Oh, in Bentwood alone. That's amazing.
Well, you know, I messed up my back, so we didn't play golf for like 4 weeks. Were you not amazed at trendsetters when they got those, how they got the houses up? Is that number four? Three.
It's number four.
On Enclave?
Yeah, number four.
But, I mean, there's some beautiful homes going up.
Like you said, 4 weeks ago, they weren't even cleared. And now, not only are they cleared, they're framed out and ready to go.
Including
the one that you hit.
Yeah, you're not supposed to tell that part. With a golf ball, not hit, with a golf ball. Okay, so we've got anything from the commercial for you. We've got that for you. Still some good lots left. And some choice houses.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, some neat areas. And, you know, folks, right now, in fact, we just got our lights up. Get your lights up. It's kind of a cool time of the year to drive around. And even if you're not in the market for a house, to look at all the decorations and the different houses and what's going on. Because I think you're going to be surprised in our little town the amount of new things that are happening. In fact, we were driving here to the radio station. So that used to be Zentner's. You know, that used to be the Bowling Alley. That used to be Jim Best Ford. I mean, things change, and it's going in a positive direction, and it's a neat little thing. You know, that new Western store just opened, Cavender's.
Oh yeah.
You know, all the hotels.
We have what, 9 coming going up?
I don't know. No, because you know they tore down the Kmart, and I haven't seen anything go up. I've heard that may not be happening right now.
May not happen. Oh.
So, but the cool thing is we're doing some development. The downtown, drive downtown, the merchants down there would appreciate it. But you talk about, I think they've made it beautiful down there.
Oh, yeah.
All the neat little stores, the little bars and restaurants and stuff. You know, I talked to Miss Gunner. It sounds like we went in to her and told her how neat everything was going. Miss Hattie's, the job she's doing there.
Yeah.
So, just some neat stuff going on. And we'll say this several more times, but we want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a safe, happy holidays. Have a good one. We'll catch you next week.